Radio 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden telling graduates of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point that their class is being called on to tackle threats across the globe. And he says they also must preserve the country's ideals at home at the same time.
On your very first day at West Point, you raised your right hands and took an oath, not to a political party, not to a president, but to the Constitution of the United States of America, against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
The Department of Justice says one of the Sinaloa drug cartel's top assassins, nicknamed El Nini, has been extradited to the United States. He was also a top smuggler of fentanyl into the U.S. Two-time PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray died this morning at the age of 30, a day after withdrawing from the Charles Schwab Cup Challenge. There's no immediate details on the circumstances surrounding his death. American director Sean Baker's film Anora winning the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival. This is ABC News. Two Americans and a Haitian missionary shot and killed by a gang in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. 23-year-old Danny Lloyd and his 21-year-old wife Natalie both dead. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero.
President Joe Biden standing alongside Kenyan President William Ruto just hours before the latest ambush, saying the U.S. will lend support to a Kenyan-led security mission in Haiti.
We can build with this way with a multinational approach.
Arcelina Wang sat down with Kenya's president and asked him about the 1,000 police officers heading to Haiti.
A group of missionaries, including Americans, were killed in Haiti by gangs. Can the Kenyan forces stop that kind of violence?
Yes.
The Justice Department announcing a man believed to be the top assassin in the Mexican Sinaloa cartel, known as El Nini, has been extradited to the United States, where he's accused of murder, torture, and kidnapping. The DOJ also says he was involved in the production and sale of fentanyl in the United States as well. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News, sponsored by TC AutoWorks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for the evening hours, a low of 52 with cloudy skies overnight, rain approaching by daybreak. Sunday, cloudy and breezy with widespread rain in the morning, then periods of rain in the afternoon. Isolated thunderstorms possible. Some locations could receive an inch plus tomorrow. On Memorial Day Monday, partly cloudy and breezy. Scattered showers possible in the afternoon and a high of 71. Currently in Richland Center, it is 75 degrees.
Make TC AutoWorks your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC AutoWorks for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC AutoWorks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. More tornadoes were confirmed from Tuesday's storms around Wisconsin. The National Weather Service confirmed Wednesday that a tornado in the Trempealeau County city of Arcadia hit the ground for 1 minute. An hour and a half later, an EF1 twister in Kaukauna was on the ground for 4 minutes. The latest confirmations bring the tornado total from Tuesday storms in the state to 6. Earlier in the day, the Weather Service confirmed tornadoes in the central Wisconsin communities of Edgar and Unity, as well as in Cochrane Fountain City, both in Buffalo County along the Mississippi River. A Friday morning fire at a downtown Madison church may have started with a lightning strike. Madison Fire Department investigators are confirming the lightning strike that caused the fire in the steeple of historic Holy Redeemer Catholic Church. Crews responded after multiple 911 calls reported fire and smoke coming from the steeple. Two ladder companies attacked the fire from outside. Two engine companies gained access to the church to beat back the blaze from the inside. Two people who were inside when firefighters arrived were unaware of the fire and were told to immediately exit. Search and rescue confirmed nobody else inside. There were no injuries. Damage estimates are not available yet, but the steeple and items in or near it suffered significant water damage. A conservative University of Wisconsin regent says he won't step down when his term ends this month. Then-Governor Scott Walker, a Republican, appointed Robert Atwell to the Board of Regents in May of 2017. His 7-year term ends this month. He sent an email to Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman, Regents President Karen Walsh, and Regents Executive Director Megan Wasley on Monday, saying he won't step down until he chooses to resign. The state Senate confirms a successor as well. The state Supreme Court ruled in 2022 that political appointees don't have to leave their posts until the Senate confirms their successor. A Milwaukee Veterans Park has been adorned with the last of more than 27,000 American flags for a Memorial Day weekend tribute to every Wisconsin resident who has died in service to their country from the Civil War onward. Volunteers finished planting the last of the 27,316 American flags for the sprawling field of flags during a Friday ceremony at Milwaukee's Veterans Park, just north of the city's war memorial along Lake Michigan. This year's display has nearly twice the number of flags as last year, when 15,015 flags were displayed, representing all Wisconsin residents killed in action since World War I. Apache Blues Welcome Home will be shown at the Ontario Ball Diamond tonight at 9 o'clock. Arrive early to enjoy music, food, and refreshments. The K Sterling Band is performing. The Dan Koba and the Juryman Band will begin around 6 o'clock with music. Admission is free, but donations will be accepted to benefit the Tunnels to Towers Foundation. Again, the showing of the Apache Blues movie will be at 9 tonight in Ontario. The High Ground will host its 14th annual Honor Ride on Memorial Day. For 13 years, the Honor Ride has brought veteran and civilian motorcyclists together on the day designated to hold those who died in service to our country in remembrance. The Honor Ride routes will start at 8 different locations, including Minocqua, Watertown, Appleton, Onalaska, Boscobel, Wausau, Eau Claire, and Neillsville. Volunteer route leaders have prepared scenic rides that lead to American Legion Post 73 in Neillsville. Riders are welcome to join any route at one of the scheduled stops featured on the Honor Ride website at the highhonorgroundride.com. As riders begin arriving around 11:30 at the American Legion, they will have the opportunity to take part in basket raffles and enjoy a meal of burger and brats prepared by the American Legion while taking in the camaraderie with fellow riders. All funds raised by the Honor Ride will help the High Ground continue its service to veterans and their families. At 2:30, the riders will line up and depart the Legion at 2:45. This last ride of the day will take them through Neillsville and out to the High Ground in commemoration of Memorial Day. As Memorial Day guests welcome the riders along the flag line route, the Liberty Bell will ring to signal their arrival. The High Ground invites guests to gather on the plaza at 3 o'clock as the Liberty Bell rings once more for the National Moment of Remembrance and the beginning of the Memorial Day ceremony. The High Ground is located on Ridge Road in Neillsville. Get ready to groove to the rhythm of summer as Live in Viroqua Music Series takes over downtown Viroqua. Presented in front of the Fortney Hotel on Court Street, this free series of live music shows begins tonight and continues every other Saturday until August 31st. Gates will open at 5, with the music starting at 6. A diverse lineup of bands, local food vendors, and artisans will be featured at Live in Viroqua. Tonight, they'll feature DOG, delivering a fusion of hip-hop, funk, and soul. Other acts through the summer include High Mileage on June 8th, Kiss the Tiger June 22nd, Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos July 6th, Jaden James July 20th, Heatbox August 3rd, The Claudettes August 17th, and Eric Tesmer on August 31st. For more information about Live in Viroqua and to view the full lineup of performances, visit the Live in Viroqua Facebook page. As you head out to your adventure this holiday weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds you to help keep wildlife wild by staying a safe distance from young wild animals. It's essential to observe wild animals at a respectful distance to keep them wild. Here are some reasons. Wild animals view people and domestic animals as predators and are highly stressed by the sights, sounds, and smells of being near humans or domestic animals. This stress can cause serious health problems or death. Wild animals have specialized dietary needs that are not easily met. Without a specific diet, they are at high risk of severe nutritional deficiencies. Wild animals must learn normal social behaviors from their own species. Wild animals that learn non-normal behaviors from humans or domestic animals will likely not survive if released. Wild animals carry many diseases and parasites, including some that can spread to domestic animals and humans. Most wild animals are protected under state and federal laws and cannot be taken from the wild or possessed by unauthorized citizens. Knowing what to do before finding a young wild animal can make all the difference in protecting its health and keeping wildlife wild. The DNR has various resources to help determine when young wild animals need help, when it's best to leave them in their natural environment. For tips on how to decide if a young wild animal is truly orphaned or in need of help, visit the DNR's Keep Wildlife Wild Facebook page. A mysterious company has caused a stir by trying to auction Elvis Presley's Graceland property in a foreclosure sale. A judge blocked the sale last week after Presley's granddaughter filed a lawsuit alleging fraud. Many questions remain, including how often there are cases involving an entity claiming assets of older or dead people. Experts say it's more common than one might think. They say the Graceland situation sheds a light on a problem many have faced under the radar. Meanwhile, the company faces questions about its legitimacy and an attorney general's investigation.
Incredible savings on all in-stock appliances now during the Memorial Day sale at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. May is Maytag Month, and now through May 31st at Krogan's, all in-stock appliances can be had at tremendous savings. Whether you're in the market for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, or washer and dryer, Krogan's has you covered with the best deals in town. Visit Krogan's in Boscobel today and take advantage of the Memorial Day sale specials before they're gone. Hurry, sale ends May 31st. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. The best prices, the best service, and the best value.
My name is Aubrey, and I'm a freshman at Ithaca High School. In Sources of Strength, we spread hope by focusing on stories of strength rather than our stories of trauma. We know our most powerful impact comes from our personal actions, conversations, and messages that use our music, our art, our writing, our activities, our social media, our culture, and our voice. This gives life to our efforts.
And now today's vital statistics. Charlene B. Charlie Linscheid, 82, of Richland Center, died Tuesday after a long, courageous battle with scleroderma. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church or the National Scleroderma Foundation. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Charlene B. Charlie Linscheid, 82, of Richland Center. And Jerry R. Rowe, 80, of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet, died today at Edenbrook Manor in Platteville. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 4 at the Melby Funeral Home in Platteville. Burial will be at Hillside Cemetery, Platteville, following the funeral. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville Thursday from 1 until 4. Jerry R. Rowe, 80, of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet.
To the seniors of Eagle High School, congratulations on your graduation. Your achievements are truly commendable. Wishing you the best from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, WCCU Credit Union, and by Boscobel and Center Pharmacies. WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, nice to have some quiet weather out there on this Saturday. Lots of sunshine around the region. Tracking a couple areas of showers, one well off to the east of us over the eastern Ohio Valley. Another patch developing in Nebraska and southern South Dakota. That's a system heading our way. And we'll see some strong thunderstorms develop in places like Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri tonight. And some of that moisture spreading our way for tomorrow as well. So definitely have the rain gear handy for any outdoor activities tomorrow. It's going to be kind of a soggy one with off and on rain. Could be as much as a half to 1 inch of rain in spots. Most of the severe weather, though, expected to stay south of Wisconsin, where it ends up warmer. That system moves out, but behind it, a couple of upper-level disturbances will pivot through Monday and Tuesday. When that interacts with the daytime heating, there could be some widely scattered brief showers each afternoon, but they should be relatively light. After that, we get a nice prolonged stretch of drier weather from Wednesday through Friday. Clouding over tonight with a 30% chance of rain toward morning, low at 52. Tomorrow, cloudy with occasional rain and some possible thunderstorms, high temperature 66. Sunday night showers ending early, then partly cloudy, low at 50. Monday for Memorial Day, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. Scattered showers possible in the afternoon, maybe a light thunderstorm, high at 71. Heading into Tuesday, breaks of sun, still cooler than normal with some isolated light showers possible. Low 50 with a high of 67. Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant, low in the mid-40s, high near 71. Sunshine lingering for Thursday, low 45, high 74. And Friday, partly cloudy, a touch warmer, low 49 degrees with a high of 77. Have a great weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently 74 degrees and mostly sunny conditions. Also, the outlook for tomorrow looks a little rainy, but it's been a beautiful dry day today. 67 was the high yesterday. We did receive 9/10 of an inch of rain. The morning low today was 44. Record high 92 in 1950. Record low 29 established in 1963. Last year's high was 71 and the low 46. It will be sunset time at 8:29 tonight, sunrise time 5:28, coming up for tomorrow. West winds are at 5, barometer at 29.83. It's down a little bit. No precipitation today. Sunshine remains the rule, and a beautiful day after a high of 75. It is 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Seniors of River Valley High School, it's time to shine. Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for the future. From Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Wilson Door and Construction, WCCU Credit Union, and Creative Outlet.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
I'm Phil Nee with sports and hometown and baseball. I'll try to get a couple of games in this weekend. Sunday and Monday's schedule tomorrow looks a little bleak because the forecast is calling for quite a lot of rain. But we do have one scheduled for the radio. Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb at Muscadet, Sunday at 1. The Mudcats last week lost one in extra innings to Ridgeway. I talked to manager Terry Zebarth about that.
Frustrating. I mean, we were tied at the bottom of the ninth, and Tyler Hatch led off with a triple. So all we had to do was touch the ball, put it in play, and we would have won the game in regulation. But it's like any baseball game, and sometimes it doesn't happen, and it didn't happen this time. And we went to the 11th inning, and we got beaten 11th. But, you know, got to give the guys credit. I mean, we were right there, so that's all we can ask for.
Muscadet looks to bounce back against Pine Bluff Mount Horeb coming up on Sunday. Other games tomorrow, Wisconsin Dells at Mazamani, Arena at Hollandale, Middleton at Cazenovia, Sauk at Ashton, and Wyota at Dodgeville. The Monday home talent schedule includes Hollandale at Dodgeville, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Wyota, Ridgeway at Argyle, Arena at Belleville, Muscadet at Blanchardville, Black Earth at Mazamani, and Cazenovia at Ashton. The Brewers currently leading Boston. That score is, 6-2. That's in the top of the eighth inning. Milwaukee won last night's game as well. Alex Kirilloff hit a three-run home run in the bottom of the eighth to lead the Twins to a 5-3 victory over the Texas Rangers today. He also hit a go-ahead home run in the Twins series opening victory over the World Series champs on Friday night. Drove a 1-0 pitch from David Robinson into the bullpen in the left center field area, helping Minnesota to win its fourth straight game. The Baltimore Orioles have acquired reliever Thiago Vieira in a trade with the Brewers. Baltimore got Vieira and minor league pitcher Aneris Rodriguez from Milwaukee for minor league right-hander Garrett Stallings. Vieira had no record in a 5.64 ERA in 16 appearances with Milwaukee this season. Boston Red Sox right-hander Garrett Whitlock said his season is over. He's expected to have his right ulnar collateral ligament repaired with an internal brace. The 27-year-old Whitlock, who had Tommy John surgery when he was with the Yankees farm system, said the less invasive surgery is currently being planned. The Minnesota Timberwolves are headed to Dallas, trailing the Mavericks 2-0 in the Western Conference Finals. The Wolves lost 2 at home, just as Denver did with Minnesota in the previous round. The Nuggets answered with 2 victories on the road before Minnesota rallied for a Game 7 win, its third win away from home in that series. The game's looking to bounce back coming up tomorrow. The NBA playoffs continue. The championship round will be held, and then the NBA Finals in a couple of weeks. Chase Elliott held off Brandon Jones at Charlotte Motor Speedway to win the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. It was Elliott's first Xfinity Series race since 2016 and his sixth overall today. He has only run with 4 races in the past 5 years. And 2-time PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray has died at the age of 30. The PGA Tour and his management company, GSC Worldwide, confirmed the death today. There were no immediate details how Murray died. He opened with a 68 at the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. The next day, he was 5 over for his round. When he withdrew with 2 holes to play, Murray won the Sony Open this year with a 40-foot birdie putt in a playoff. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
As we gather with loved ones this Memorial Day, let's remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Their courage will always inspire us. This Memorial Day message is made possible by House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Hillsboro Equipment, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, The Shoebox, and Utter Brothers Creamery.
We hope you're having a great weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. It's a 74-degree temperature right now, just dynamite on the outside. And we have some great music to share with you as our Retro Saturday continues here on FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It's the Backtrackin' Show next, and it's sponsored by Jay's Power Center of Reedsburg. The mission of Jay's Power Center is to provide the best buying experience for its customers with a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes. You'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. Again, everyone, it's time for the Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. We hope you're having a great holiday weekend. We have a whole night of awesome music from the past, and right now it's time for the Backtrackin' Show. So we go back to the middle 70s and 80s once again and check out some chart history. We began this week in 1975. The nine-piece band known as Earth, Wind & Fire saw their song Shining Star reach the top of both the Billboard Singles Chart and the Cashbox Magazine Bestsellers List. It was the group's seventh single and the first to crack the top 20. Let's go back a little bit with Earth, Wind & Fire.
Shining. be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be.
Backtracking on WRCO Radio and kicking it off in grand style for an evening of Retro Saturday. Earth, Wind, and Fire here on WRCO. Phil Nee with you as we check out some chart history. It was on this day in 2004 when the Bee Gees were honored at Buckingham Palace during the emotional ceremony in which Prince Charles made the trio commanders of the Order of the British Empire. Both Barry and Robin were on hand, while Maurice's son, 28-year-old Adam, accepted the award on the behalf of his late father. Let's go back to a 1977 weekend. And this song was all the rage from Saturday Night Fever, the Bee Gees.
Bodies in the sand.
The Beach Boys were in the news this weekend in 1989. They and Chicago began touring together for the first time in 14 years. Brian Wilson actually joined the group for a few shows during that tour. And the Beach Boys and Chicago, a couple of groups that had been around for a long time, were very, very topical and had a lot of hits in that late 80s span as well. Here is Chicago on the Backtrack and Show from Chicago 17.
Nothing.
Backtracking with Chicago here on a WRCO Saturday Retro Saturday Flashback. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us, so we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Congratulations to the seniors of Riverdale High School. Your hard work has paid off. Here's to your bright future. This message is brought to you by the People's Community Bank, Scott Industries, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, Walsh's Ace, and Muscadet Mini Mart.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Oh, yes. A great Retro Saturday continues here on WRCO Radio as we cruise on toward the top of the hour. At 6, we'll have Those Were the Days and more regular features. Trivia tonight, your chance to win a little bit later on today. 52 will be the overnight low with an approaching rain at daybreak, and then rain tomorrow. Some locations could receive around an inch or more. So we'll see how it goes. It seems like that's not uncommon for Memorial Weekend. From the Lost and Found, found on West Commercial Street in Lone Rock, a female Malamute dog with a maroon collar. The number to call is 608-604-8213. That's 604-8213. If you may be missing that female Malamute dog in the Lone Rock area. And now more backtracking. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhoo dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out there.
Here we are, backtracking once again. This is Yaz.
Go!
That's Yaz on WRCO Radio, and don't go. It was in 1984 when Denise Williams was doing well with songs from the Footloose soundtrack. She had also topped the chart in 1978, and it was a duet with Johnny Mathis. She also hit number 10 this weekend in 1982 with a song called It's Gonna Take a Miracle. Denise Williams on the Backtrackin' Show. Denise Williams, top 10 in 1982 with It's Gonna Take a Miracle. We hope you've enjoyed the Backtrackin' Show. Stay tuned for a news update, and those were the days coming up just right around the bend here tonight. We'll be having a great and a safe weekend with all the tributes going on and, of course, graduation parties and other things that are planned for this time of year. We go back to 1994 and close out this portion of music. The Eagles reunited at a Burbank, California concert, ending a 14-year breakup. The two-and-a-half-hour show ended with two encores, and they capped it off with one of their many signature songs.
Backtrackin' W.
WRCO.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. You're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Come down from your fences. Open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let some.
There you have it, friends. Some chart makers, some newsmakers during the backtracking era. This is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for more great music coming up tonight. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's record research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And now we say goodbye for now. The Backtracking Show, heard each Saturday right here on WRCO FM 100.